Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds, right down to the Olympic coverage. It's the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a special NFL draft prospect look at Dameon Pierce, the running back from Florida. As much as our guy Bobby Butler hates to say it, man, go Gators. FSU legend that is Bobby Butler. Let me put that out there. So if you enjoy this video, this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We have amazing and a ton of amazing content on Facebook and YouTube. Over 1,000 episodes on each of those respectively. On our podcast, we're close to 750 episodes available for any audio downloads on any major podcasting platform, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Amazon Music, you name it, anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find us out there. And that is thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all the love and support they've been giving us as of late. And also a big thank you to all the fans who've been liking, commenting, and sharing our videos, our episodes of our podcast. It means the world to us. Thanks so much for all the amazing engagement you've been giving us over, especially on YouTube lately, with all the comments, all the likes, and all the awesome comments. We see all of them, and we couldn't do any of this without your support and your help. So nonetheless, let's get into it. Dameon Pierce, the running back from the University of Florida. This guy is super talented, and we got a little soft spot from him here because he went to high school in Bainbridge, Georgia, where he was born. So we always got to hope he does well on the next level. He did pretty solid in Florida. Can it continue in the NFL? We will see. So before he went to Florida, this guy was an absolute star at Bainbridge High School. And let me tell you that how much. He's a four-star recruit. He had a total of 6,799 yards and 92 rushing touchdowns in four seasons. So I would say that it's pretty solid, I would say. That's some pretty good work. So heavily recruited, right? Saw offers from Georgia, Alabama, Florida State, right? Miami, South Carolina, Auburn, just to name a couple. But he ultimately decided to play with Florida. So his freshman season, 2018, 69 attempts, 424 yards, a 6.1 average per carry, the most throughout his entire tenure, two touchdowns, right? And his longest run was for 68 yards. Also in the passing game, he had just five catches for 20 yards and a touchdown. So he's showing a little flash there. Then we go into 2019, his sophomore season, 54 rushes, 305 yards. So went a little bit down in attempts and also down in yardage. 5.6 average, but he did have four touchdowns, his longest run being 75 yards. And the passing game, four catches for 30 yards and no scores there. Then we go to his junior season, right, 2020, the COVID year. He played in all 12 games, and he had a better year, I would say. 106 carries for 503 total yards, a 4.7 average, four touchdowns, his longest run being 38 yards. And he really ramped it up in the receiving department, 17 catches, 156 yards, and one score. Then in this past season, 2021, an exact number of 100 even attempts, 574 yards, the most in his career, a 5.7 average per run, and get this, 13 touchdowns. So he almost had 10 more touchdowns than his previous season. Almost, just had 9. And then the receiving game, it also stepped up. 19 catches, 216 total yards, and 3 touchdowns, the most in his career at Florida. So guys, what's more important than peace of mind? I'll tell you what, it's nothing. And that's what NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you are online. And with all the threats that you face today on the internet, because let's face it, there's a bunch of them, it's more important than ever to be sure you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryptions to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all of your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month. So, grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use the code believe, that's BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan, plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
So you see that each year he got a little bit better, he got a little bit better. And this past 2021 season where he really stepped it up and is what has everyone talking about this young man. There's a lot of draft experts, a lot of the media saying this guy is probably a top 5 running back, looking like it coming into this NFL draft. There are a lot of good running backs, though. He played in the SEC, of course, with Florida. He got that great talent, the great, amazing defensive players you're going to see get drafted from all the SEC schools coming up. And he's got a good size to him. Like I say, he's 5'10", 220 pounds. But as you can see on the screen, if you're watching us live, he is a like rough and tough, a built 5'10". He's not some scrawny guy, right? He's got some muscles to him. And he's a great rusher, right? He's a good frame. He's a power rusher. He's going to try and run through you. A high motor, very high motor. And good vision, right? He's got ways to find gaps in the O-line or just in the field that he can get through. He's also something that could be lacking from other running backs. He's a very solid pass blocker. With his size and frame, it's not hard to see why he excels in that. He's got good burst. Like I say, he's not the fastest guy in the world. He's not going to be the most agile and quickest, but you are getting someone who does have some solid speed, some good power. And like I said, with that thick frame, those big tree trunk legs, we'll call them, he can really do some damage on an opposing offense, whether it's on mostly for the running game. But he's also, like I said, in college, he's shown flashes of being a good downfield back, getting some catches in the backfield, getting some good catches on throughout the field. So he's good there. He's a downhill runner. He's going to run through contact, run to the first down, dive, get as much yard as he can. Like I said, he's good in the passing game too. He's able to get some good work in there. And, I mean, he's pretty solid all around. Like I said, he's not the fastest guy in the world. That was his only kind of big weakness. He's not going to be juking guys out either. He's going to want to run through you or stiff arm you. And, like I said, just his I would say, lack of mobility in a sense, of just what the size he is. He doesn't have the most mobile, the quickest feet, the most shiftiest feet. And he sometimes can lose momentum if he tries to change directions, right? If he's running down the field and he makes a left cut, he could lose some speed. But, I mean, other than that, guys, this is a solid prospect. I loved watching film of Damian Pierce. It's a shame he didn't get more. I felt he could have gotten more touches, honestly, at Florida. I mean, with 106 being his total, attempts, I feel like he maybe could have even got the ball more. Maybe see if he can get up near that 1,000 yards, who knows. But nonetheless, he had a solid career, and you're going to get someone who's got very good athletic ability when it comes to running through guys, a good combination of speed and power and also size. He's impressive, right? I see him being more of someone who is going to be in the goal line, trying to just push through in the red zone, get that final push to get a touchdown, as opposed to an every down back, right? I think he's going to be more of a third down guy coming in when you need the short yardage. And, or if you need, I think he's really going to excel if you need to put him in, say, if you have a running back who's not the best blocker. If you want to go for a Hail Mary or a deep throw, throw in Damian Pierce, because he will put in the work as a pass blocking run back. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So I think that overall he's going to be a late third, fourth round pick. We'll see. But he is very talented. I like this guy's play, and I'm excited to see where he's going to end up in the NFL draft, because this is a solid prospect who I would want on my team in a lot of situations. So we'll see where he can land come April. So if you have enjoyed this video, this episode of the podcast here today, please, thank you so. Well, first of all, thank you so much for liking, for watching, for commenting, for viewing it. And also, please, guys, if you want us to do some more videos on some more prospects, drop a comment. Let us know you want to see a certain prospect from a certain school, and we will cover it here on the show if we haven't done so already. We've done so many, it's hard to even keep track of who all we've done and who all we haven't covered. But we have covered a lot of prospects, I can tell you that much. Like I said, we go live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of all of our shows on Instagram at 100th of Football. And of course, what is a video, right? What is an episode of our show without talking about our podcast a little bit, right? Thank you to the Believe Podcast Network for all the support they've been giving us. And you can listen to our awesome podcast with daily uploads, sometimes multiple per day, usually two or three, just depending on what the workload we're doing that week is. So you will always find amazing football content. And we are available on any major podcasting platform. You see Spotify here on the screen. Here's Apple Podcasts. But we're not just available on there. We're available on anywhere else, like Amazon Music, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. I mean, anywhere you can think of that you listen to podcasts, there's a very, very good chance that we are over there and available to download and listen to. So please go over there and leave us a review if you could ever do so kindly. We would appreciate it here at 100th Football. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, and you've been listening to my my talk on Damian Pierce, the running back from Florida. Have a tremendous day, and we will talk to you again on another live episode here in just a little bit, so stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.